For those who don't know, next week is officially the month of August. Unbelievable how fast this crazy year is going. But the month of August is when our singers take off. And so Mason, Heidi, and Anton, we will miss you deeply, but pray that you get that vacation time and energy into the stores that is so needed. And so thank you for your gift of music week after week. And we'll see you in 5 weeks, 4 weeks, we'll call it 5 weeks. And also by my second one, I got corrected. I always know that if I list people giving thanks or recognizing that I will always miss someone. And so I tend to not do it, but Bob and Bobby Harp, I did forget you. And I apologize that I did not realize that the delicious mac and cheese that was served yesterday was from you. And so thank you for that food donation. And with that, will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So when I was in kindergarten, I did half-day kindergarten, which means I got to come home at lunch. And one of my favorite things about coming home at lunch was after I ate or during while I was eating that I would get to watch PBS. And what was so exciting about getting to watch PBS is that it was either Sesame Street or Mr. Rogers that I got to watch. And I loved getting to watch both those shows. But having just gone down that nostalgic road of Mr. Rogers, watching the movie with Tom Hanks that was so well done and I recommend for all of you to watch, reminded me of some of the routines and habits that Mr. Rogers had, and not always knowing exactly what they were all intended to be, but I just knew that they were there. Such as Mr. Rogers, when he would enter the house, he would always do two things, right? One, he would change his sweater, and two, he would change his shoes. There were those shoes that he wore when he was outside the house, but then there were those shoes he changed into when he was in the house. And if you read about Mr. Rogers and the intention behind that, is when he was coming home to change into his house sweater and his house shoes was the symbol to his children that he was home to be with them, that he was no longer working and being out in the world, but he was there to be with them and to be dad. And I love that image of simple shoes that could say, my role is changed, I'm here to be with you. This morning, we think about shoes. We think about the intention of our shoes and what they are for. Thinking each day, what shoes am I gonna put on today? What am I doing that determines what I'm going to wear? If I'm going out to take a walk or take a run, I'm gonna put on my running shoes that give me the best stability and care for my feet. If I'm coming to work, I'm probably wearing dress shoes. If I'm going to the beach, I'm putting on flip-flops. If I'm going out kayaking, I'm probably putting on my water shoes. Our shoes, in part, tell us the purpose of what we are doing. They tell a story right inside of them. If we go into our scripture today, what story does Mary's shoes tell? Mary's shoes, whether they were covered shoes or sandals, what they told was the story of a very pregnant woman traveling from home to Bethlehem to make that critical journey to take part in the called for census, but also to journey to Bethlehem to give birth to her precious baby, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Those shoes that she wore, those faithful feet that she had, carried her on that critical journey. And today we look at that journey, we look at those shoes, we look at Mary, and we're challenged in how it is that we are armoring up with peace. Peace. It's a big word, isn't it? Peace. something that's been desired and needed since the beginning of time. Peace, something we could pray for every week because of how necessary it is. A peace that we seek in our world. A peace that's the absence of war. Peace that's the absence of injustice. Peace that's the absence of hate and violence. Peace that's the absence of conflict. Peace that can be defined in so many ways as the absence of that which tears us down, destroys us, and separates us. But the kind of peace that we're talking about today, the kind of peace that's talked about in Scripture, is not the absence of, but it's a peace that's the addition of, the presence of, the gift that we receive from God. And the gift that today we recognize came from Jesus Christ and how he lived and died for us. I hadn't planned it, but so appropriate that we would talk about peace this morning and that we would talk this evening at the table about Jesus and the Bible and politics and how Jesus and God are involved in all of them because they fit hand in hand. But let's look at this peace that we're seeking to wear in our shoes. Let's look at this peace that we are desiring to think about our shoes and how they are giving us peace. Our shoes and where they take us. Our shoes and what they do for us. When Kylie was 3, I took her to church for a presentation. We had a gentleman from a World Health Organization that was coming in to talk to my congregation. And I brought Kylie with me. I wanted her to hear what he had to say. And he was talking about the work that they were doing in Ethiopia. So many challenging health issues, not just the poverty and the political unrest in Ethiopia, but some of the very basic and simple health crisis that they were facing. And he was letting us know about some of the simple solutions. And one of them that he talked about was a foot disease that so many people in Ethiopia get. There's a red clay dirt that they walk upon, and in particular, as they go down to the water to draw for drinking water, to wash clothes and all of those. And there's these little parasites that as they're walking on this red dirt, would get into their feet. And when they would get into their feet would swell up 2, 3, 4, 5 times the size that they should be, making it hard to walk, making their feet in constant pain. And he said, here is this huge problem that they're facing. Here's this huge issue that none of us ever have to think about. And he said, the simple solution is just that they need shoes. Used, hand-me-down, simple, even cheap shoes that cover their feet would protect them from the parasites and keep their feet healthy on a daily basis. Now, Kylie, at 3 years old, was inspired and collected shoes for her birthday and money to buy shoes to go to Ethiopia, because that's the heart of my daughter. But it reminds us of that critical importance of shoes, how they protect our feet and how they carry us. So let's look at this, armoring up with peace through our shoes. We sneed. Ooh, did we go back to the Lorax? Sometimes, like that big problem of swollen, parasitic feet, needing simple shoes, when we're finding ourselves in a place of needing peace, peace deep in our soul, peace around us, peace in our world, we need some simple steps. It reminds me of a TV show with Oso the Bear. Three simple steps is every single episode. What are the three simple steps to solve the problem? Well, here we have this problem of needing peace. So how about three simple steps? Three simple steps, all beginning with the word P. Peace that comes through prayer, praise, and purpose. Prayer. Such a critical aspect of who we are as Christians. Why? Not just because it gives our needs to God, but it's that critical communication with our God, our Creator, our Sustainer, our Savior. Our Wednesday night Bible study has been studying a book by a Christian author by the name of Beth Moore, and it's called Get Out of the Pit. And it's been looking at Psalm 40 as its basis. And in Psalm 40, it says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. We've been looking at this text to look at the times where our feet and our shoes have taken us into a pit. Whether it's a big pit, a little pit, a pit so deep we can't even see the sun anymore. And how it is that we seek to get out of that pit. And Psalm 40 reminds us that when we find ourselves in a pit, when we find ourselves in a place we don't want to be, when we find ourselves riddled with anxiety and worry and doubts and struggles, that which inflicts our spirit and our soul and is affecting our lives, that what do we need to do? But we need to patiently cry out to the Lord, which has two aspects of it, doesn't it? The crying out and letting God know, God, I am in this pit. God, I am in this situation. God, I have this unrest. God, I am seeing what's happening in my world, your world that you created, and I need a solution. I need peace. I need out. I need your help. I'm reaching up to you. Pull me up, please. But the other aspect of that is that crying out patiently. I don't know about you, but I am not good at patience. I want it and I want it now. It's the world we live in, right? We used to have to wait for pictures to develop, right? It was horrible. You'd take a picture and then you have to finish the roll and then you have to wait a whole week to get it developed and then you finally get it. And boy, we thought Polaroids were the magical invention within 30 seconds of shaking it or not shaking it. They're the shakers and the non-shakers of the Polaroid pictures. You would get it. But now it's instant. We live in an instant society. But God says, sometimes I need you to wait. Sometimes I need you to have patience. Sometimes I need you to wait for the full plan to come into place. Sometimes I need you to wait and just stay and sit and be and to trust in me. How is it that we are utilizing prayer to allow God's peace to come over us? To utilize prayer to allow peace to be a part of us? To utilize prayer to stay so connected with God that no matter what we're going through, we feel God right there with us? Because God's presence will make all of the difference. But then look at the second P, praise. Mary is one that I love in the Bible, where she was challenged to do what could have seemed like the impossible. Caring, giving birth to, and raising a Savior. Talk about an enormous job, and at a time when she wasn't ready. But she stepped up. And what do we get from her? We get this beautiful song that she sings of blessings. God has asked her for a tremendous task, and she turns around and praises God for what God has done with her. How is it that when we need peace? How is it when we're struggling? How is it that when we are places that we don't want to be, how is it that we are finding a reason to praise, no matter how much work that takes? To be like Mary and to say, my world has been turned upside down, but God, I give you praise for the ways that you have blessed me, the way that you are with me, the way that I can lean on you. How is it that we are giving praise to be able to receive peace? Because sometimes that is all it takes. Sometimes that simple step of praise and thanksgiving and seeing what we do have and what is going well and what is right can help to give us peace. And then we get to the third, a reminder of our purpose. To be reminded of our purpose, we look at Paul's letter to the Colossians, the third chapter, the 15th verse. And as we know that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, that Jesus is the peace that came into this world and radically changed it, Paul reminds us, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. To remember that our purpose that we are created in is to be members of the body of Christ. And as Christ is peace, we are peace as the body of Christ. And part of our purpose is to be that peace in the world. You want to go deeper? Look at Romans, the 10th chapter, the 15th verse, that tells us, beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. We're in a world that could use all the good news it can get. And we have the opportunity to be the bearers of that good news, to be bearers of the news of the peace that comes through Christ, the hope that comes through Christ, the love that comes through Christ. But sometimes I know we do get stuck. A few years ago, after a heavy rain, I was out visiting Becky, and if you've ever seen Becky's property, it's 4 acres of dirt, yes? Can I call it 4 acres of dirt? It's 4 acres of dirt, but after a heavy rain, it meant it was 4 acres of mud. And here Becky and her little car comes driving into her driveway, and what happens? But her little car got stuck. Stuck in the mud. No matter what Becky did, it wasn't getting out of that mud. So she asked her dad for help. Her dad's got a pickup truck, a F-150 is what he had at the time, and so Frank got out his truck and tied it to Becky's car, and he was convinced he was going to get her out. Guess what? Frank got stuck too. Yeah. Becky and her car stuck, Frank and his car stuck, and I sat on the porch with Becky's mom laughing at both of them. I'm sorry, I laughed. I've never been stuck in my own driveway. What happened? Frank had to call his partner, his business partner, who has a bigger truck, and out this bigger truck came, and one by one, pulled out Frank's truck and pulled out Becky's truck. Now, why do I tell this story of getting stuck in the mud? Because sometimes we are that little car that gets stuck and we don't have it in us to get unstuck. Sometimes we're that truck that's trying to help somebody else out, and in the process, we also just get stuck. And what are we reminded? That sometimes we got to call out the big guns, the big truck, the big God that we have that is capable of getting us unstuck. We can't be afraid to ask. We can't be afraid to put it all on God. And we have to accept what He gives, patiently crying out, reaching our hands up, and allowing God to pull us out and put us back on solid ground. Because that's what we see with our shoes of peace, that through God they have the opportunity to put us on solid ground, to put us on the rock of Christ, to be able to stand up in them because of who is holding us up. My friends, I pray the peace of Christ upon you. I pray that you will find the three simple steps to help you receive peace. That's not an absence of, but is a presence of God through Christ in us. May the chaos of this world be overcome by the stableness of a God who has created us and unconditionally loves us. Amen. And now for science with Miss Leah.